Good afternoon. I'm Kuo-Yao Michael Chung from National Taiwan University. It's my honor to present my paper here. Okay. I'm right now a professor at National Taiwan University College of Public Health and Institute of Health Policy and Management. I'm also an associate dean and the director of the MPH program. And today the topic is based on National Science Council. It is our second working paper to present the topic about exploring the relationship between scope and intensity of quality improvement activity and hospital operation performance in Taiwan. The quality improvement activity was popular in hospital over the past several decades. Hospitals were motivated to conduct QI activity by either internal or external factor. In a competitive factor, healthcare organizations are urgently to looking ways to improve their quality and maintain cost effectiveness. Based on the institutional theory, hospitals are forced to change based on those coercive pressure, normative pressure, or Munich pressure. In Taiwan, there are almost many hospitals adopt the QI activity since year 2000. Averagely, from our first paper, hospitals adopt 12 kinds of QI activity, and 9 of which have intensive implementation. And let me show you what kind of activity we mention here. For example, the quality improvement team, quality circle, ISO, employee suggestion, 5S learning organization, Six Sigma, and those activities were based on a definition like any team adoption, quality circle, or ISO certification. So, based on Professor Richard Groh, he mentioned that all kinds of QI activity have different assumptions and they have their limitation. So if possible, we have the multiple strategy, like my phone synergy. Most previous studies have focused on the factor that lead to a successful in specific quality improvement activity and the effect of specific QI activity on clinical practice. Only a few previous studies have discussed the overall effect of quality improvement activity, especially on hospital performance, and they have the inconsistent conclusion. And most previous studies in hospital performance adopt cross-sectional design, which overlook the time lag. That means they just do the cross-sectional. So in this study, we have two research questions. First of all, whether preceding performance, external environment associated with the scope and intensity of quality improvement activity among hospital or not. Second, whether the scope of intensity of hospital quality improvement activity really associated with hospital performance or not. Hospital in Taiwan based on accreditation were classified into either medical center, regional hospital, district teaching hospital, or district hospital. We select 139 district teaching hospital, regional hospital, and medical center as target population. Because of economy of scale, those hospitals should be large enough to adopt those kind of QI activity. We based on the questionnaire survey to deliver to the person in charge of the implementing QI activity between 2009, July and August. We send in their first questionnaire from phone call and then remaining from the second mail. 72 hospitals complete the questionnaire with a response rate of 52%. And this study combined the QI activity from questionnaire and then another national hospital utilization database from year 2000 to year 2009 to form national hospital profile. And we use the questionnaire to calculate the scope and intensity of QI activity. What we mean scope, it means the QI activity, the average number of QI activity report by individual hospital. What do we mean by deaths or the intensity? If a hospital report continuous implementation of QI activity and also provide detailed information of a specific activity for at least one circle or project, this activity will be classified into deep implementation. The average number of deep implementation activity represent the intensity or depth of QI activity. In year 2000, we treated as a baseline year and study period classified by 3 years from 2001 to 3, 4 to 6, and 7 to 9. And the mean score of score and intensity of QI activity were calculated for each hospital and for each period. The national hospital profile was used to calculate the operational performance, and we have the six operational performance, including number of discharge, length of stay, occupancy rate, turnover rate, number of inpatient, and the number of outpatient. In addition, we want to examine the mean score of the scope and intensity of QI activity for all target hospital competitors within the same service region were calculated. In addition, we also cover some covariates such as ownership type, accreditation level, and the location of hospital. The result we find for the representative, first, the 72 hospital have no significant difference from the target population of 139. We see there's no difference in terms of ownership type and accreditation status. The second, we can see from the descriptive analysis here, the scope and intensity have increased significantly based on ANOVA. We see the result here. However, the hospital size and the six type of operational performance don't show any significant trend for those four periods. The second, and we can see based on the stepwise selection, because of our sample size was small, so we just pick the important factor. We can see the scope of intensity compared in the previous period and the turnover rate. You see the effect here, and the period effect will be significant. In terms of the intensity, we see the intensity of QI activity of competitor in the previous period have a significant effect, and length of stay and number of outpatient also have significant effect, and the period time is significant. And most important, based on the generalized estimating equation, we see for those six dependent variable operational performance, there's no any significant result for the scope of QI activity in the previous period. However, the intensity in QI activity show significant effect on the turnover rate and the number of inpatient death. We adjusted for the ownership type, accreditation status, location, and hospital size. In this study, we found that the scope and the intensity of QI activity were associated with the competitors of external environment, which means we call the neighborhood effect. Also, by the hospital's own performance in the previous period, the intensity, not the scope of QI activity in the previous period, were associated with hospital operational performance. And we can see that hospital behavior was associated with the neighborhood effect. It might be explained by the institutional factor. And we can see from a trend. National health insurance in Taiwan was initially from 1995. We see the hospital size declined from almost 800 bed hospital declined to almost 500 hospitals. So the declining trend, which means some hospital cannot adapt from national health insurance. In the meantime, we see another trend. The hospital bed size was increased. So the fewer hospital with more bed, that means the larger hospital larger, the smaller the smaller. In addition, we also see that hospital adopt all kinds of activity. So, this based on the previous survey from for the four cross-sectional, the 2009, we can see the adoption rate pretty much higher than 80% or 90%. So we can see that in terms of the scope of QI activity, the period 2 and 3 show the largest coefficient, which may attribute to the start of the Quarter 3 Reserve Fund project proposed by the Taiwan National Health Insurance Bureau to encourage hospitals to adopt QI activity. In addition, the intensity of QI activity in period 3 has the largest coefficient. This could explain this is a shrinkage of the budget of the NHI, which poses a financial burden of individual hospitals and led them to reinforce the QI activity to enhance performance. And we can see from a trend like here, in average, national health insurance in Taiwan have the average medical expenditure growth rate of 5%. However, the premium rate grows only 4.6%. So in terms of 1998, 2008, and 2005, that's the cross, which means we need to readjust the premium rate. And in addition, this is Taiwan, this is a joint commission we call TJCHA, He also, as a platform, held a kind of what we call healthcare quality improvement campaign, which he forms a campaign to impose all the hospitals to adopt all kinds of activities. In our result, we can show that our longer-term observation allows us to take the time lag effect into account, which examines the relationship between QI activity and hospital performance. This design uses hospital itself as a self-comparison. There are two other studies similar to our exam. However, their findings were different from us because the measure of the performance are different. They use the specific disease. We use operational performance. And the second reason is because the meaning of performance indicator are different because they use the concurrent indicator. They don't forget about the time lag effect. However, in addition, in the other study, they have the study might due to the we call a common mass variance. That means they collect the dependent and independent variable at the same time. And the third reason is because of the QI activity. The component will be different. In our study, we cover almost 18 different kinds of activity, not just from the service quality, administrative quality, and the clinical quality. So our diversity is much. However, we have three limitations in the study. First of all, the generalizability, because we only cover up 25% of all hospitals in Taiwan. For those 75 hospitals were small, so our result should be conservative for the externalization. The second, because of recall bias for survey result may not be avoidable. The third reason, because of the data limitation. Our performance data only have the 6 time. The other type of the financial indicator and the quality measure are not available. So finally, we can say that the scope and the intensity of quality improvement activity were associated with external environment and those hospitals' own performance in the previous period. And some performance measures are associated with intensity of quality improvement activity in the previous period. In the future, we recommend that researchers can adopt some both improve the measure in QI activity and the other performance measure for the research. So any question and comment? Okay, the scope means the in a hospital, how many kinds of activity they adopt. For example, maybe 5, 10, or even the maximum to the 18. So that means just like a scope.
So any QI project in any department in that hospital?
Yes, we mean from the top down, for example, a hospital adopt the quality circle. It is one kind of activity. However, this kind of activity can spread to the nursing department, to the clinical department, other department. For example, the quality improvement in this project team. So this project team may be spread to the different department. For those benchmarking team, the benchmarking activity can spread to the other activity. So this kind will count as one kind of activity. However, they can spread. So if they adopt and adopt continuously for one cycle or more than a cycle, we call it adopt with depth. Yes, so that's intensity, yes. Yes. Okay. So actually, you know, in Taiwan, so in the past almost 18 years, I have hospital to implement all kinds of activity. So it is very difficult to identify or initiate this kind of the specific effect. For example, if you implement a clinical pathway, the clinical pathway just like because of the case-based payment or DRG like reimbursement. So hospital can use clinical pathway maybe in 4 or 8 or 10 different clinical department. So it can count the specific effect for those clinical pathway, but based on maybe department's specific result. But here we want to know about how about the synergy result of all kinds of activity and then they combine together, what would be the operational impact on this performance? So that would be the previous study. Let's do the specific activity based on the clinical result. But we want to see the big size. Yeah. However, those data are hard to collect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.